pick up from there. We wound up having a lot of respect for each other after his visit to me. Similarly, the president of the Student Polity Association, David, I'm blocking right now on his last name, I should know it very well, became rather good friends. Mm-hmm. We continued to have correspondence with each other, and he came to see me in Syracuse a couple of times to talk over his own ambitions in medicine. I think we took rather lightly the differences. I guess he denounced me once or twice before the student body in rallies, and then came to see me afterwards and told me don't take it personally. One of the things I had done with my perverse sense of humor, I had announced that I went to the polity offices and announced that I was occupying it, as they were tried to in the past, I guess, occupy the president's office. Yeah. My difficulty there is that somebody else was already occupying it. Some other group of students, dissident students were, so that didn't go over very well. I invited the students to our home, and I think they were a little surprised by this type of attitude towards the students. We went to events in the dormitories, and we accepted an invitation to have dinner with a group of students in the dorms, for example, at one time. The food they cooked was high caloric, not too bad for mm-hmm. a group of males cooking together.
Mm-hmm. Well, in that respect, then, you were getting back to the atmosphere that existed on the campus in the early years of occupation of the new campus, when the institution was still relatively small, and there was some intimacy still left over from the Oyster Bay days. Ann and I tried to keep in touch with the students, and I think on the whole we were relatively successful in doing that.
This is one of the characteristics of university or college life which distinguishes some of the smaller colleges, some of the smaller private schools, but not necessarily all private, from the mega university, where the major professors at times seldom see undergraduate students, and where the primary teaching is done by graduate students. I've heard this complaint about major research universities, both public and private, throughout the country. This complaint was there at Stony Brook. Also, it is frequent in the early days. People appear to be working together for a common end. I've experienced the growth here at the University of Florida. When I came as one of the early members of the faculty and one of the first of the group of clinical faculty mm-hmm. To come here, we knew all the students intimately. We knew everybody on the faculty. We had plenty of parking also, by the way. Very much less parking than now, but empty parking spaces in the parking lot. There were the same thing at the University of Washington. I came a little later to the medical faculty there, but the spirit of beginning was still present. The total recruitment had yet to occur. They were on target to develop as a major research university and were successful in doing so, and indeed in the health sciences had been one of the major grantees in the United States, right up with places such as Harvard, Hopkins, Stanford and the like. But the excitement of being together and the type of friendship and relationships which develop seem almost a characteristic of the newness.
Yes, I think you're right. Morale, according to Menninger, is made at the top in industrial concerns. And I think it's also true that of universities. the kind of people that are at the top. Through the grapevine, and also in connection with the type of appointments that they make, the kind of individuals they're looking for, determines the character and the spirit of the institution given a long period of time, or substantial period of time. So it's very important the type of people you get at the top. Well, I think you did what Wharton wanted you to do.
Hope so.
Yeah. Well, thanks for coming over. I appreciate that.
My pleasure.
Very much.